Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. That's Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right, and that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen in the upper left, and then Listen Online, and you should be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the great videos and photographs and stories about animals. And gosh, we don't have any alerts or recalls this week, so we're safe there. It's all good news on the Animal World Facebook page. And let's see, I am zooming in from home today on this foggy Sunday morning. Oh, that's right. And I didn't get a view from the station, but Nathan, they are over there. Yeah, it's foggy down at the station. So keeping us on track and in alignment, of course, would be our wonderful Animal World production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Hey, good morning, Martha.
And I see you are as socked in and foggy down in your area.
Yes,
as we
just
are up
swimming
here.
In some pea soup out there.
Yep, can't see, you can't see much of anything. Mercer Island, can't see Seattle, can't see the Olympics. Hard to tell if they're still there, but
and
I'm
I can't
sure they
be
are.
Directing traffic right now because I can't see if the light to turn on the Factoria Boulevard is red or green right now. So don't ask me if you should take your left turn yet.
Okay, so yeah, so you can't, well, you can't even see the buildings around you. It's that fogged in.
Just barely.
Yeah, it's pretty foggy up here, and well, let's get everybody on board here before we start chatting away, because we've got a special show today. It is the fourth Sunday of a fifth Sunday month, so that means we have an extra show, so we could sneak in another one of my teaching shows, and I'm delighted to say that we have joining us zooming from the private studio in his home, like me, would be Walter Stoffel. He is the author of Lance, Spirit Unbroken, a wonderful book about a border collie that he rescued. And that was quite an amazing story of volatile flash aggression is how I would describe it. And anyway, it's a wonderful book, and actually it's really a love story, because the dedication that Walter and his wife Clara had for this dog, and the incredible life they gave him after rescuing, which didn't happen until he was like 10 years old. So if you haven't read the book, then you don't know what started all of this. You've got to get it. But anyway, we'll get to more details and fill you in on all of that. And I know we have a lot of extra people joining in today because we have Walter's fans and crew that are fans of Lance and the story and all of that. So coming from the East Coast here would be Walter Stoffel. Welcome back to Animal World, Walter. Good morning.
Well, Walter? Thank you very much, Martha. And the first thing I have to tell you is that this room I'm in has been called many things, but you've upgraded it to a private studio, I think.
Yeah, how about that? That just kind of came out of my mouth as I'm looking at, well, he's in his house just like I'm in mine. But, well, for heaven's sakes, it's a private studio today, is it not?
Yeah, well, yes. And behind me, which the listeners can't see, is a sketch that my granddaughter did of a cat.
Yes, I see
that. Hanging on the wall.
I see that. And I have a golden retriever trying to push his way into the show right now because I am at home and I'm in my personal private studio, which is really my office that's got piles of stuff in it. At any rate, usually when I do the show from home, Robbie gets to hang outside and watch the world go by and patrol like he normally does. But we're below freezing today and fogged in, and it's kind of chilly out there. And I thought, well, it's a little too chilly, so Robbie better stay in the house with us. But I don't know that he's ever actually been here inside the house when I've been doing the studio. And of course, if I'm talking, he thinks I ought to be talking to him. So I may be having a little side discussion with Robbie here and there about how he cannot be on camera and in my lap while I'm doing the show. I don't think we, your dog friend, Walter, you have a little dog friend, Heidi, is that her name?
Yes, she is, Heidi.
Okay.
She's a Chiweenie.
Chiweenie, that's right. And so she's but we haven't actually seen her. So I think you have her appropriately stashed somewhere else in the house while you do radio.
Yes.
Just so you all know, thank you for joining us, especially if you're new to the show. We will officially get started here in a few minutes. But just to let you know, it is the second in the teaching series of shows that we've undertaken here. The first show that I did with Walter related to the behavior stuff. It wasn't the first show we did together. The first show we did, I think Walter related, was all about Lance, A Spirit Unbroken, and your book. And we were telling the story. And it occurred to me that since Lance's extreme flash aggression and his story and what you had to deal with behaviorally with this dog is the kind of thing that I've specialized in dealing with as an animal behavior therapist and trainer for decades. And had Walter and Lance, the dog, had they lived out here on the West Coast and been in contact with me, we might have been able to do a lot to help Lance and Walter and Clara and living with him, related to this aggression and so forth. And so it kind of evolved into me thinking, well, this would be a great opportunity. If Walter joined me on a regular basis, that gives me someone to talk to and teach to, and that we could kind of treat it like a private counseling session that I do, because I give my clients and I meet with them privately in their homes and give them a comprehensive education about their dog and understanding the problems, and then set them up to resolve the problems, that perhaps we could figure out how to kind of do an expanded version of that on the air for everyone out there. And so that's what we've kind of undertaken. And so the first show of this series aired on Halloween of last year. So that would have been October 31st, 2021. We reran it the last Sundays of the last 2 months just to give you a chance to catch up so that I could pick up where I left off. And that's what we will do today. So I'm sorry if you didn't catch our first show, you will have missed some. But the good news is that these shows are all archived on the Animal World website. That is marthanorwalk.com. There's a link on the homepage that says Audio Archives. You can click on that, and then you can go back and you can actually listen to the first show that Walter and I did together from the archives. And so that's our what we're going to be doing today. We don't have a whole lot to cover before we actually get started and pick up where we left off last week. But before we get into any of all of that stuff, let's finish up on checking on the weather for all of us today. So, Nathan, we know we're socked in and foggy, but we're kind of in the middle of a dry spell, which is kind of unusual for us here in January. We're looking at staying dry for a while, but being fogged in, it looks like. So is the sun coming out at all? I guess that's a question for us,
maybe. Yeah, the sun will be coming out. We'll just see a little bit of sun today. We're expecting maybe mostly cloudy skies during the afternoon. Of course, during the afternoons, while we deal with, and I should mention too, we do have a dense fog advisory going on right now, which is causing a bit of air stagnation. And in addition to the less visibility out there, it also traps some of the pollutants in the air and keeps it down low. So the air quality is going to decrease while we're dealing with this more intense fog throughout the week. But
I wonder, you maybe just answered, because my nose, I'm stuffier today than I normally am. And I have been outside, of course, with Robbie earlier today. So I imagine maybe the air pollution, the fog stuff, maybe that's kicking up my allergies, you think?
It could very be possible. I'm looking up the air quality index right now, and it seems like we're at about 28, which is still good, but it is starting to rise. And we'll see if that continue to rise while we deal with the fog. But throughout
the afternoon, with respiratory issues and so forth ought to pay attention, because the longer we stay fogged in, the more likely the air quality is going to deteriorate. Is that what you're
let's
saying?
Let's see. Right here it's saying people with respiratory illnesses should follow their physician's advice for dealing with high levels of air pollution during periods of stagnant air. And that period they're talking about looks like it's going to last until Wednesday afternoon.
Isn't that interesting? So we get blessed with dry, wet weather and so forth, but we don't get to see the sun.
Well, you need moisture to make fog. And with all that rain and then suddenly sun, it just... There it is.
We've just been buried in rain and snow and all of that. And then, it does. It comes up from the ground. I guess that's what causes the fog. Mm-hmm. Oh, well. So we at least we're dry, but we're fogged in. So, Walter, remind us some, where are you located?
I'm in a small town called Canadensis in northeastern Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. So from northeastern Pennsylvania... How's the weather back there?
Well, the last week or 10 days, we've gotten down to around the zero mark. Right now, I was out shopping this morning and went up to a hefty 15.
Wow.
You know, it's funny. Yeah. There's a lot of things, Martha. You know, there's a lot of times, of course, I think of Lance, sometimes it's a very touching thought, sometimes it's humorous. Every winter when we go through a cold snap, I just can't help but getting really angry thinking that he was out there in that kind of weather for 10 years. It's an automatic thing every year.
Well, yeah, because when you rescued Lance and you took him in, you had been aware of him in the neighborhood for a while and you jogging by and so forth. But he had had an extremely abusive lifetime for 10 years with these people. And that's what you're saying. And of course he was on a chain outside and, you know, to get the full feeling and story, of course you need to read the book, but he really was bad. So I can understand how, you know, cold weather then would remind you. But I mean, the good news is, Walter, is that you and Clara took him in and even with all of his issues and as scary as he could be, you gave him a really incredible life for the rest of his life. And, you know, I know he really appreciates that. And that's what you should dwell on, is the wonderful gift that you gave him and the unconditional love and you know, in a warm and safe home for the rest of that lifetime for him. So you did really good work. So I hope you will, you remember the good times too.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, I do. I do.
All right. So we will continue with our education today. And of course, more of Lance's story comes in here and there. Once I get the show officially started, which we're going to do momentarily, then we just have a couple of things to. But we didn't quite finish up, Walter, on your weather back there. I was a little surprised. I knew there was some cold winter stuff going back on the East Coast, but my goodness, you're down in the 0 degrees and that low. Is that normal winter weather for you in northern, western, or where, Pennsylvania, wherever you are? This is normal for you?
I don't know. I don't know that it was record-breaking cold. I would say it was probably record-approaching cold.
Okay. And do you have snow on the ground?
I'm sure there's been some 5 degree. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. We don't have a lot of snow, but of course it's staying there because it's not melting. It's really like a glaze. It's very treacherous.
Yeah, I can relate. All right, so I guess we're cold everywhere, but I guess I don't have a whole lot to complain about because I say, well, Robbie has to stay in because it's 30 degrees. It's really cold. Well, I think I'd much prefer 30 over zero. So I will adjust my attitude to relative. And it's actually quite pleasant and warm out here compared to where Walter is. So anyway, I guess
it's all relative.
It's a great day wherever you are to just stay warm and stay inside and hang with us here on Animal World. So once we get the show started, then Walter has a story to tell related to the book Lance and an email he received. So it was kind of a touching story. He said so we will start with that. And then I have some news about a member of our Animal World family. Oh, and speaking of news, we started with our regular music today with Red Robin. I was almost, Nathan, almost going to switch up the music and almost start with Celebration because I have to say, yeah, y'all have been following my story of the plumbing flood I had in my house and the fact that I had to move out for a while and live in a camper in my driveway and I had no bathrooms and no bedroom and everything torn up and the insurance claim was filed last July. Well, finally, after all these months, 6 months and 5 days, actually, the exact time, the actual work on my house, the construction work is actually finished as of last Wednesday. I just can't tell you. Please don't ever take your bathrooms, especially your toilets, for granted. When you don't have them, it's no fun and can be very inconvenient. And I am so grateful to have, I have brand new bathrooms, I have brand new carpeting and stuff. And you know, it's almost, I'd like to say it's almost like it never happened because and it's better than it ever was before. So I am ever so grateful. Of course, I said it's not completely over because we still have insurance paperwork and all, you know, money, who gets what and paid and all of that sort of stuff. We still have to straighten out all of those details. But and I am not finished moving back in, you know, to my bedrooms and bathrooms and home because all of the stuff that was in those three rooms got moved all over the rest of my house. So I promised myself, because I've been in this house now, Nathan, I think probably about 12 years, that I was not moving anything back in without sorting through it you know, and getting rid of what I didn't need and all of that. And so I'm going through that process now, but it that's the funnest part of the work involved in this is kind of purging and moving back in and then getting comfortable with my own home and living in my house and routine again. So very excited about that. And, but since it's not completely finished and I was waiting on a second part of our good news, that was going to be the kicker. Cause if this had happened, we would have started and we would have been dancing right off the bat, Walter, and we would have started with celebration. But there's some kind of hold up in the canal because we are on baby watch, Walter. Nathan is about to become an uncle at any moment. Now, I of course warned everybody and said, you know, first babies are usually late and no, this one's going to be on time, but sounds like this baby has read the right book and is being a little late. So Nathan, this is your brother and sister-in-law mm-hmm. who live back in Ohio, correct?
That's correct.
And you go back and visit them a lot.
Well, actually, they're in Kentucky, but they're borderline Ohio and Kentucky.
Okay. So yeah, right. You go back to that area, you know, to visit them. And they're anyway, they've got a bun in the oven. And when was the due date?
It was supposed to be on January. Well, it started, the first due date was the 16th. Then it got pushed back to the 18th. And the baby still isn't born yet.
Now it's the 23rd, and we still don't have a baby.
In fact, so, starting the show with Red Robin kind of feels pretty appropriate, too, because the Red Robin's going around saying, you know, wake up, you sleepyhead. And I'm going little baby.
Come on out. We're gonna throw you out. So at any rate, we could have a baby, and Nathan could become an uncle at any moment. And of course, you know, once that happens, then we will definitely have to celebrate that my house is back and finished and that Nathan's become an uncle. And also we don't know if we're getting a boy or a girl.
Nope.
Right?
Nope.
Or it's going to be a surprise.
It'll be a surprise.
We know it has to be one or the other.
Right now, the baby is known as Peanut.
Okay. Oh, that's funny because you know I'm big on nicknames and stuff, and I don't. I call my hummingbirds, I call them my peanuts.
Oh, yeah.
So when you say the little peanut, I think of my little peanut pies that are out in the trees. And when I don't know which hummer it is, and because I know a lot of them personally and can identify them if they're close. But anyway, I just call them my peanuts.
Well, the way All we right. got the peanut was they're in a parenthood program where as they're going through the pregnancy and stuff like that, and it'll tell them about what size of something that the baby is going to be at the time. And this is just a couple months into it, and they said, oh, your baby is about the size of a peanut, and it just kind of stuck with that. And they always called it peanut. They never graduated to golf ball or tennis ball or anything like that. Always a peanut.
Well, isn't that fun? Now, we'll have to pay attention because I just had a flash of what if that nickname holds and whoever this child is ends up being Peanut forever? You know,
could be possible.
Yeah. You know, I mean, because that's sometimes how nicknames happen. So we'll see. All right. Well, we'll all keep good thoughts that Nathan's brother and sister-in-law produce the peanut sometime soon, because I know that they're eager and so is Nathan. So anyway, best wishes and we can't wait to share the good news. Next week, of course, will be an encore show. So the next time we'll be live in the studio will be the first Sunday of February. And we better have a baby by then, Nathan.
I hope so.
It'll be way
overdue. Really weird if not.
All right. Okay. I'm looking at the clock. So let's go ahead and take care of advertisers. So we're sort of on schedule. We'll come back and officially start the show, because if you haven't been here before, I do that with some St. Francis prayers and affirmations to get us all spiritualized up for the day. And then, Walter, is going to, I think, touch our heartstrings a little bit here with the story he has to share with us. So we will start the show and hear Walter's story, and then we will get started with our agenda today and more teaching. So, this is the most important part of the show, because without our advertisers, there is no show. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, and stay right where you are. Animal World continues. My guest today, Walter Stoffel, author of Lance and A Spirit Unbroken. And we will be talking, learning about dog behavior right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen at Healing Ministry for Animals, and he is available to work his magic for you or your animal friends. He does the bioenergetic synchronization set technique and is here in the studio with us every month, second Sunday of the month, to do remote treatments, and is just producing some miraculous healing with animals. And one of the things I was going to tell you about, I have an alert because I just got the email from Dr. Nels this morning. Now you can reach him through his website, healingministryforanimals.com, if you'd like to know more about him. But the email that came in this morning, Nathan, Dr. Nels made the front page of the Everett Herald. And that's a local newspaper out here, Walter. And when Nels and Linda have been on the show with us, Nels has been sharing with us, it's kind of his saga of, whenever you do healing work for animals, you gotta be careful because, you know, the world of official veterinary medicine frowns on other people healing animals and think they own that whole world. And even though Nels is not practicing veterinary medicine, he doesn't diagnose and treat. He does the bioenergetic synchronization technique and helps the body balance itself. Someone complained about him, and so the veterinary powers that be tried to put him out of business. And that's what this article is about. It's kind of explaining it. And anyway, he made the front page of the Everett Herald. He is no longer having these issues because he's formed a private organization that takes him out of the realm, that makes him vulnerable to this kind of harassment from the veterinary community. And so he is free to do his work and help animals as he is guided to do. So anyway, anyone, if you want to check it out, I'm sure you can find it online. I only had time to just scan it briefly before the show. And I believe it was on the January 3rd, I think is when it was published last Monday. So it's the Everett Herald. I think it's herald.net. It might be Herald Everett herald.net.
Herald.net.
Is it herald.net? Is that the website?
Yep. I'm trying to open it right now. It's just running a little bit slow.
Okay. Anyway, you can check that out if you want to see that our Dr. Nels made the front page of the Everett Herald.
Oh, did I say herald.net?
Yeah.
Heraldnet.com.
Herald net. I knew there was a net in there, but that's okay. That's what it is. Heraldnet.com is the appropriate website. And he was, he said, some people like the article, some don't, to let him know what we thought. And I always like to see anyone part of our family featured when they're doing great work. And of course, Nels is doing phenomenally great work. And so it's nice to see him highlighted, although I didn't think it did him justice in any way, shape or form. And nor do I think it really explained the problem very well. So overall, you know, the article was so, you know, it was okay. But the fact that it may bring Nels' work to the attention of a lot of people that don't know about him and who may be able to help a whole lot more animals, I'm glad they got the publicity. And, you know, and it's a decent article. So that's good. Anyway, so if you want to check it out, and if you want to contact Nels, it's healingministryforanimals.com, and he always does a free evaluation. So you can call, you can go to the website, click on the contact, and fill out the information and talk to Nels. And of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And we've got great rates. You get links on the website and interviews on the show. So if you're interested, just shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty, it is time to officially start the show. And when I did that, I somehow must have bumped a button and all of a sudden you guys went away. I mean, I know you didn't really go away.
We're still here.
You're still there. You just went away on my, okay, now I have you back. I so should be a nerd. I've always had, you know, a great left brain and all of that, but fortunately computers came along after I was, you know, a child, so I didn't get hooked into that world. But so consequently I'm not the geek that I know I'm capable of being, and so I just inadvertently hit something. I can really mess up the detail for me. Anyway, it wasn't too bad. All righty, so we are going to officially start the show. We do that every Sunday by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so long. That of course would be Saint Francis, and because it's Sunday we do a couple little Saint Francis prayers, and then I've got some affirmations that we do together, which you can join me for or not. It's completely up to you. So here we go. I start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty. And for us human animals, a little longer prayer here. It is the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. And where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. Now, These affirmations come from a number of our animal world family members, and some of them we do for ourselves as individuals, some for ourselves as an animal world collective. The first one here we start is for us as individuals. And like I said, joining me is completely up to you. This is voluntary. You can say these affirmations with me out loud or silently along with me or not at all. And I know many of you use them on a daily basis as I do. And I, of course, find them phenomenally helpful, or I wouldn't be sharing them with you. So here we go. Affirmation number one, and this we are doing for ourselves personally. I say each one three times. Here we go. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Wow. And I had a little voice in my head saying, even the flood in your house and all the stuff you went through for months. I just have to interject here. Now that, you know, it's done. The work is done. It turned out to be one of the greatest blessings in my life. I can't tell you how much I learned through this process. It's made me a much stronger, more confident person. I have more confidence in myself. I know I can do a lot more than I'm capable of a lot more than I ever realized. And I learned so much in this process. And I won't know no more details on that. But just to let you know, yes, the flood in my house ended up being a phenomenal blessing for me. So this stuff, it does work. Okay. Now the second affirmation, we do for all of us as an animal world collective three times. Here we go. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now, this next one is intended for our health and well-being, and we're still dealing with, you know, a pandemic here. So when you go out, I want you to go out sharing health and wellness rather than in fear of catching things. So this gets us in the right frame of mind for having to deal with the world in the midst of a global pandemic. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. All righty. The last affirmation in this group comes from our Natasha. And this is the one that got me through the flood and all of that to the point of me realizing that it has been a blessing can really, really help you stay in balance. Three times. Here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. And then to complete this, this group of affirmations, you just cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. All righty. The last affirmation. This is our Ananda Worldwide Warriors of Light affirmation. And this is what we send, the love and the light all around the world. And let's elevate the vibration of the planet, because there's enough of us, well, you know, listening today that we might be able to make a dent and raise that vibration just a little bit. And since love is the most powerful energy on the planet, let's spread that love and light all over the planet and actually raise the vibration. So just see the love going everywhere and everyone's heart raising. Three times on this one. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om. Peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Alrighty then. We are all spiritualized up for the day, for the week. Hold the energy with you and spread that love and light all over the place. Alrighty. So we I think I've done what we need to do. I told you about Nels. That was our one big alert for the day. No recalls, so we're good. All righty then. I'm going to welcome back to Animal World the author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken, a phenomenal story about a volatile case of flash aggression and an incredible border collie that he lived, you know, as Walter was alluding to, a very abusive life for the first 10 years of his life. And then Walter took him in, and the stories after that, I mean, you just have to read them. So Walter, before we get into the story you're going to share, just tell everybody how they can follow you, how they can get a copy of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken, in case they haven't read the book. So fill us in on all of that.
Well, probably the best thing would to be to go to my website, walterstoffelauthor.com. That's walterstoffelauthor.com. There you can sample some chapters of the books I've written, including Lance's book.
Also, there's more than just Lance.
You can sample my writing there.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, we've got two other books since.
Ah, okay.
We're a work of historical fiction that includes a dog that was a real dog.
Oh, okay.
So it's a thinly veiled autobiography, and I made it historical fiction just to not offend, you know, anybody. It's about a boy growing up in a very dysfunctional family, and actually, in hindsight, the dog he had was his lifeline growing up. And this dog definitely existed.
Wonderful. So that book is on your website. That book is on your website as well. Which is walterstoffelauthor.com.
.com. Okay. Yes.
And then how long ago, Walter, did Lance, the book Lance, Spirit Unbroken, how long ago did you publish that book?
That was officially published in 2016.
Okay. And so since that time, and you have this website, and you've Lance has developed kind of a following. A lot of people that, you know, love the book and the story and, of course, can relate to it, which is why we're doing the shows that we're doing, because so many people experience some degree of this kind of aggression and problems, you know, with dogs. So I want to, you know, share what I can. You apparently, you know, communicate with your fans and followers. And so the story you wanted to share with us today has something to do with that. So why don't you just share with us what you got going on?
And it has something to do with you too, Martha.
Oh.
Because it was one of your listeners, a lady named Aranka. She tracked me down after reading the book and suggested that I get in touch with you.
Yes.
And that led to me getting in touch with you. And we've had these chats that I really appreciate since then. And now just a couple of weeks ago, something else happened. I'm really starting to think that the day that I was formally introduced to Lance, I mean, it was for me, it was a life changer for him, but it was for me too. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, it led to the 7-year adventure with him. He lit the fire under me to become a writer. And since that time, I've just had a lot of positive experiences that all go back to bumping into Lance. And this one,
amazing how life works that way.
Another one of your listeners, her name. It's great when it works out this way, because this is all, to me, these are all bonuses, unexpected bonuses. Her name, another listener of yours, a lady named Barbara, emailed me and said, I'm getting Lance's book for my grandnephew. He's a child. He's a somewhat troubled child, and he's also a big animal lover. So that led to me corresponding with the young boy's name is Aiden, corresponding with his mother. Mm-hmm. And she told me that I guess when he was around 9, he got diagnosed with several mental health disorders, and it really has complicated his life. But one thing he always says, since a child, had a natural connection with animals. And she mentioned that during Hurricane Harvey, they were collecting leashes to be used for rescuing dogs that were victims of the hurricane.
Uh-huh.
And her son went around gathering leashes and dropped them off at the rescue. And he wound up donating all his allowance money to the rescue.
Wow.
$60.
Wow.
I don't know if when I was a teenager, if I would have been that generous.
Right.
So what they did is, one of the rescue dogs, they named the dog Aiden after him. And he started walking the rescue dogs at the shelter. It was just a huge highlight for him. And his mom says that, you know, it got him exercising, which helped him with anxiety and depression. So I think something happened with the shelter. They had an incident where somebody may have gotten bit while walking a dog, so they canceled that. So now Aiden had lost his, chance to walk dogs. So his mom started contacting people in the neighborhood that had dogs, especially the elderly, asking if they would let Aiden walk their dog.
Uh-huh.
And he started walking this dog named Lily that was literally on its last legs. And it turned out to be a win-win, because they both, Aiden and the dog Lily, developed a huge bond. And it's apparently the dog lived a couple or 3 years longer than the vets had thought she would live. So it was kind of like some kind of connection here kept them boosted both of them.
Wow.
And after that, it also, and his mother, her name is Kimberly, said that there actually became a very strong connection between Barbara's family and her family that has lasted to this day.
Wow.
And I think the mom is now walking a new dog. Unfortunately for Aiden, due to his mental health issues, he had to go to some kind of special wilderness school. And the upside of that is that they have dogs, cats, and horses on the premises. So he's keeping himself busy and happy that way. And a little light went off in my head. I'm in the process of writing a children's book based on my rescue of Lance.
Oh.
And in it, I have a 10-year-old boy is doing the rescuing.
Uh-huh.
So it isn't going to be a carbon copy of the memoir, but it's going to be, once again, inspired by Lance. And my question, I really wanted a younger person to read it to get the dialogue right for the kids, because I don't know, you know, I don't know what kids are saying at that age, really.
Uh-huh.
You know. So I've employed Aiden. He's going to be my special technical advisor. He's going to read the manuscript, And I've asked him, you know, when there's dialogue with kids, make any changes that you think make it more up to date. And that's where we are. Just the other day, I sent his mother and him the first chapter of the manuscript. So I'm anxiously, I'm already knowing I'm going to give him big credit in the book. I'm going to have a photo of him in it because, you know, it's just a good thing.
Well, how wonderful that Lance in the book was able to establish this wonderful connection for you, and Lance's story helping Aiden with his confidence and moving into another book. And now he's even working with you to, I mean, that's a wonderful story. So it really is, everything is synchronistic. And if we pay attention and follow our guidance, it's amazing how wonderful, you know, life can be and how synchronistically all can work out. So speaking of that, though, we have to stay on schedule and keep Nathan happy. So we've got to run some ads here, take care of our advertisers for the last time in this hour. Then we'll come back and kind of review a little bit of what we covered in our last teaching show and where we ended up so that we can get on the love train and get our energy flowing and then get to education for the next 2 hours of the show. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues more with Walter Stoffel and Lance straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonics Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard from some of our sponsors here, and we mixed up the ads a little bit, but we did hear from Dr. Nils, and I told you about him last time. So I want to also remind you about our NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them out. And of course, we're holding the space for Jude Ponton. She's our premier sound healer and energy, a harmonic energy shifter in the area. And she's back to work a couple days a week. And I've got some really exciting news, Nathan. Jude has, you know, it's been such a tough, tough life. And this is one of our, you know, our very close Animal World family members, Walter. And, but Jude's husband was one of the early on sudden horrendous deaths from COVID. It's been a tremendous, I mean, they'd spent 24/7 together for 50 years. A very, very tough transition for June. She's still working through it. But, you know, one of the things that I tend not to mention, because I try to keep it positive with the updates and so forth, because she's making so much progress. But, you know, I'd say one of the biggest issues for her, because, you know, well, within 6 months, I think, or so after Paul's passing, she had to say goodbye to her beloved standard poodle, Magic, passed. Now she still had Moon Pie the kitty, but she's been so lonely. But another reason to celebrate, everybody, yep. Because as Divine Mother would have it, remember, we turned everything over. Jude picked up a new poodle yesterday, and a perfect for her. Magic's breeder had another black standard poodle female who had been a show dog, and had she allows them to have two litters, and then spays them and places them. So when Jude called her, it was like, what a gift. We really feel that Paul and Magic have their fingers and paws in this whole thing. Jude went over to Paul's Bow yesterday and picked up Angie, the new poodle, who's going to be Shanti. So she's Angie Shanti now, working on her new name, which will be Peace. And gosh, my heart is really full. And I just, you know, because Jude is busy as a bee now, because she's integrating the dog with the cat and her life and all of that. So she's got lots to do. And I'm just delighted for her that I really, so think really wonderful thoughts that Angie just integrates. And so far, so good. She got her yesterday, and we had a nice talk when I got done with my session yesterday. So it sounds like things are going as well as they possibly could. And of course, Aunt Martha's coaching on the side. And I'll talk to him again after the show today. But think really good thoughts for Jude, and then Angie to be Shanti poodle. So that's our good news there. All righty then, we are just about out of time for the first hour here. But I think this is pretty good timing, Walter, because we can just start off with our teaching show beginning of the next hour. And so we've got the 2 hours to do what we're going to do. I will fill us in on kind of a synopsis of what we did last time and where we're starting off. I did fill you all in on my background and all my years of doing this work and how I got where I am, and then laid out how I do a session and working. And then I've just kind of structured this teaching show similarly to how I do an in-person session, and going through the same general subjects that we go through, and then coming to dealing with all the specific behavior issues and how we deal with it. So we're just really getting started here, and I don't know how many shows we're going to do, but boy, Walter, I'm getting all these ideas as I, you know, do preparation for our shows together. And I see this going on for for a while. I'm thinking we got two or three shows at least to get through the basic format of everything. But then I can see us taking advantage of all the people that follow you and Lance. And of course, they're writing into you with all their behavior problems with their dogs and stuff. I see how this can then turn into shows where we'll address specific problems and have all of our listeners and your followers call in to specifically deal with things. So for my goodness, we just might be connected at the hip here for some time to come. So I'm looking forward to getting started with our education, and we're going to begin that as soon as we get into the next hour. But right now we get to change boats here midstream, because it's time for us to get our exercise in for the day and get the juices flowing, spread the love and light all over the world while we do get a little bit of exercise going. I know this has become one of my favorite parts of the show. I feel so much better after we get to dance around and spread some light. So we're going to be love training here, and you need to know that dancing is required. This is not an optional part of the show. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet. Dance with me on the love train. I'll cruise through your house to pick you up, and we'll have a real good time. And then we'll get started with class starts. School starts right after the love train in the top of the hour. And I energize up the love train, infuse it with our energization yogi prayer, so that it has extra oomph for you today and for the rest of the week. So here we go. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. Animal World continues. More with Walter Stoffel straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.